you may have heard the sad news we bring you now. For more than 2 years on Morning Edition, our colleague and friend Leroy Sievers has shared his thoughts about what it means to have cancer. Leroy Sievers died late Friday night at his home outside Washington, D.C. He was 53 years old. And in his life before cancer, Leroy was the executive producer of ABC's Nightline. Over his career, he covered more than a dozen wars for ABC and also CBS News. Leroy won every broadcast journalism award imaginable, but he often said he was proudest of the work he did after he was diagnosed with cancer, when he turned his unflinching journalistic gaze on himself in his daily blog, My Cancer, on NPR.org. The blog became a national, even international, community of tens of thousands of cancer patients and their loved ones. Here now, Leroy says goodbye to those who came to care for him through his commentaries for Morning Edition.
I've started chemotherapy, and now I live in a different world than most of you, the world of cancer. In my world now, when you meet another patient, you don't ask, what do you do, or where are you from? You ask, what do you have, and what are you taking? Unfortunately, it's a much bigger world than you might think, because one way or another, cancer touches all of us.
The readers of My Cancer said Leroy gave voice to thoughts and feelings they couldn't always share with their own family and friends. Thoughts like these.
After a while, you forget what it feels like to not feel sick. My friends are all going on with their lives, new jobs, new relationships, new plans. And in the dark hours of the night, God help me, I resent that so much. But I have a different task now. I have to try to take my body just up to the point that it can't take any more, and then hope I can step back from that chemical abyss.
And as much as Leroy appreciated the community that developed around his blog, he found that dealing with cancer was ultimately solitary.
It's a lot like being trapped on a roller coaster, a really good one, with lots of twists and turns and huge drops, the kind that make your stomach turn over. It, in this case, of course, is life with cancer. And no one else, as much as they want to, as much as they may need to, no one else can really ride along with you. They can watch, they can be supportive, but when you're up there on top of the ride, looking down on that huge drop in front of you, you're the only one in the car.
In one of his monthly commentaries, Leroy imagined the moment that has finally come, his own funeral.
I've said I'm at peace with my cancer and where it will most likely lead. Sometimes I think it makes people crazy when they hear that. It doesn't mean I've given up, that I have looked at death and nodded, it's time. Far from it. But I'm at peace because I think I've done my best to make a difference. I hope when the real time comes, someone says that about each of us. And in my imaginary funeral, when people are done saying nice things, I hope all my friends get roaring drunk and tell funny stories at my expense. I don't think they'll let me down on that either, when the time comes.
Leroy Sievers recorded his last commentary for Morning Edition this past June, shortly after he learned that his disease had spread so much that it was no longer treatable. He said that after 2 years of the My Cancer blog, he'd learned he wasn't so alone, after all.
The blog has taken on a life of its own. It has become a place of refuge, a rest stop on the long, difficult road that is cancer. We have made friends and lost friends on the blog. If I've learned anything over the last 2 years, it's that life with cancer is tough. I've learned something far more important, too. No matter what happens, we're all in this together. None of us walk this road alone.
If you'd like to add your thoughts to those of our friend, Leroy Sievers, you can go to the My Cancer blog at npr.org.